like bringing it up as a sort of a matter of just like, I don't know, objectivity, that, you know, it's neither false nor true nor, and you know what I mean, like there's no, I feel like the way that the minutes, you know, go is usually to just sort of assert, like say what happened, say what people said, you know, and I just feel like that should be.
To date, for the ADLN grant, we had an income, that's money from the grant that came in, of $104,220, and some change. So far, we have spent $88,950. So that's a good change. I do believe that the next quarter we'll have another amount of income with you managing how that goes, correct? Yeah. Well, I'll make sure that you're on today. So right now in our account we have remaining $15,000, and that is specifically restricted to the ADLN grant. As far as our regular operating funds, we have $9,590, which is just short of $10,000 for ongoing funds right now. I did purchase QuickBooks for the laptop in order to transfer everything over completely. So that is been done, and it was an ongoing thing, so I had to work with the auditor a little bit to make sure that everything was straight, so I was able to do that last week. As far as the financials, that's really
good. Thank you for that
update. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, they're fine.
I was just going to, I'm treasurer, I think, just because the planning board chair is the treasurer of HUDPA, is that correct?
Correct.
So, what does that role entail, and how do I... Am I going to start doing these reports on the stuff, or is that just part
of your
role?
Because historically, our board has not been that terribly active. This is the most active our board has ever been.
Yeah.
And that the planning board chair, for the most part, chaired the actual board instead of the mayor, because the mayor wasn't as, the previous mayors weren't as engaged with this board. That's kind of my perspective on it. But because there was very little activity, the treasurer didn't really have much to do. It was like sort of the regular, we do the audit every year. But now that we are more active, we should be looking at those balance sheets and making sure if there are any questions, of course, I'll give you access to whatever you need.
Got it. Okay. And what do you all think makes the most sense? I mean, should I be doing those reports moving forward? I'm happy to take that on if it's.
Yeah, I think because we'll talk about that.
Right, okay, I see.
I would just add that I know, like, on HHA, for example, you know, the treasurer, the person who's the treasurer, approves the bills and things like that. Like, they have that relationship with the administrative function. There's the person who writes the checks and does things. The treasurer, like, approves the payments on a monthly basis. And, yeah, but...
There should be some separation between... Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right.
Someone approving that, someone mm-hmm. signing. Okay, so that'll be part of your transition that part of this. Figure that out.
Correct.
Which I tease everybody in.
Sounds good.
Okay, bill approval. I sent all the bills. Sorry that someone came in a little bit late. Again, we're getting everybody set in the roles. So, yeah, the bills were sent yesterday, including my invoice.
And I'll second it.
Yes. Okay. Next on old business is the ADLN program updates. So nice to see y'all in person.
Yes.
So I'll just run through what I've been working on, and then if you have questions, let me know. So first off, Hudson Roots, they gave helped out 23 households in June. Average payment was about $400. It was all rental, but there might be some people looking for mortgage assistance in the future. St. Catharines hired an admin person to help out, so that position is now filled, and she's in her role. And then we still have the two outreach team members who have been continuing to reach out to people and helping them also with the emergency rental assistance program through the state. So now people will qualify through that program to get that money, and if they don't need that, then to go to Hudson Roots. So that's been progressing. In terms of the affordable housing development plan, Joe Chega has been kind of like in his team of like a data gathering phase and interviewing different stakeholders and developers. They're still ahead of schedule, they say. And they, Joe and his team are coming on Friday to do some site visits. And Matusa Joiner will join us, different potential sites to get like, out on the ground feel for things. So then I think August will be our next like update meeting after we kind of digest some of the information on the site visit and go forward next steps. We have an outreach fellowship that was another component of the ADLN grant that Enterprise recently approved a couple weeks ago. And so I don't know how familiar everyone is with it, but I can just say it's a couple quick words. Basically, it's a 6-month fellowship. There'll be about 6 fellows who get paid about $500 a month who will be doing some training with these really awesome Buffalo housing organizers in how to do some community organizing and advocacy. And there are certain goals, there's certain program outcomes, such as maybe working on like a tenant rights program or some other different programs. There's some like deliverables from it. And HCHC is very involved with that, so several of their members will be fellows, and then we're going to open up an application process to the community for a couple of the other slots. We're really looking for people who are going to be dedicating their time and like taking this seriously, that they want to show up to the training and the events. And so where we're at is this begins in October, so like a 6-month program that'll end like when the ADLN grant ends, basically. And so right now we are finishing up the application process, like the application, so that we can start getting applicants for that and filling those slots. The Housing Trust Fund has been one of my big priorities that I've been working on. So I have some draft proposals written. The biggest thing that I'm trying to figure out with the different attorneys and players is the relationship between HBCDI and the Housing Trust Fund and the city moving forward in the future. So like legally, what does that look like? And like when the grant ends, what does that mean in terms of this pot of money and the Housing Trust Fund, and what's the role of this organization? And so I've been trying to get some like legal eyes on that, as well as been talking to a bunch of other housing trust funds in the state who've already been doing this as the kind of best practices. And so that's where I'm at with that.
And I would just add that we're gonna, in the Common Council, we are just starting an ad hoc committee to talk about housing trust fund related processes. And so if anybody, I mean, is it other, like, citizens can be members of ad hoc committees, correctly?
Sure.
So, yeah.
Question is, will the Housing Trust Fund be part of the city or part of HCDPA?
Right.
That you
is
haven't
the
decided term. No,
that's, we're trying to figure out the legality around.
Right, because if it is HCDPA, it might be a different process.
Right.
And you need your own attorney.
Right. want, we have the seed money, but we want revenue for the future. And so what the next steps are in terms of finding that and allocating that. So that's where we're at with that. And we'll also add a piece of that is the grant has funding for hiring a consultant to do outreach. And so we're going to hire an HCHC to help out with community outreach, both to like inform the public about what this housing trust fund is and then give them chances for input in terms of like having a say in how the funds are going to be governed and being used. And so that will be, we're working on that contract now.
Tom?
I think you should be careful with that because some of the members of HCHD are public elected officials and they should not be getting money in that. I think should not be getting money in that process.
Okay.
So I would also ask your attorney about that.
Okay. Yeah.
Especially with regards to.
We actually, right now, Chris Shale is looking over our contract.
Okay.
So.
Great. Okay.
Yeah.
So
you might raise that.
Yep, I guess that's an important thing to point out to Chris Shell. Make sure.
Yeah, I definitely like specified to you about lobbying is not a part of this at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so the outreach is not meant to be like pushing for anything, but it's informing and like gathering input.
Yeah, that's
but
more,
Tom's just talking about paying
HCHC
for that.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. I did not know that they're
Tiffany and then Claire will be.
Claire's not an elected official.
Yeah. Not yet. Right.
Okay.
So we'll be, just to be aware of that.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay.
But also just to add in terms of outreach, like public outreach, that will also be taking place through the Common Council process with the ad hoc committee, and there will be public meetings. And so like this, it's not like this is the only stream of public engagement. It's important. So.
And we also have funding too from our outreach team members, and so that hasn't been used. And so also we need to get an outreach team to like get more of like non-English speakers to get involved too with the outreach for the Housing Trust Fund, and like translating materials and stuff. And then the ADLN requires like quarterly reports. So Sarah Black finished that one up for quarter two, and that's going to be, I guess, circulated or put online for public availability. And she's been continuing just phasing out her role, but this is like passing responsibilities to me. And then that's basically it. Doing other work too. I'm looking at other grants for funding for housing, and just kind of been building up more community relations as we get deeper into the housing trust network.
Yeah, and just to add about grant writing. So you know, the city grant writer has we have identified like. I guess this is just related, maybe. Or maybe it's not related, but it's... Never mind. It doesn't need to be reported on here. Never mind. Blurring the lines. okay.
That was a nice update. Thank you so much for that. Looking forward to hearing more about it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The next item we carried over from the last meeting, which was a conversation about adding an ADLN member as an official member.
I think it's a great idea. We already have them on the agenda for our state central.
I mean, do we have to do the official? No, because it's.
Yeah.
If you will appoint to somebody officially,
you're talking to according to the bylaws?
Yeah. I would like to go to the office.
Okay.
Sorry, what is it?
That's the anti-displacement grant.
Right.
So a representative from that grant committee would be joining HCPA.
A representative from the grant committee.
Yeah, so it'll be there. Most likely Michelle.
So the Yeah, so the ADLN, the Anti-Displacement Learning Network grant has a team that is the project team, and because HDPA is administering that grant, it makes sense to have somebody.
Yeah, representative who's working on the ground with the grant on the committee.
I see. So the idea is to have someone that's actually administering the grant be able to have some sort of decision-making role in the administration.
Cool.
No, I think we should come. I don't know that we need to vote because the mayor has the power to appoint somebody.
Have we decided on the individual?
I don't think we quite have necessarily, but.
Well, we have one person here, but also just from my perspective, moving forward, since Rebecca has done a lot of work on the board as well, and she will be leaving her elected official, if she wanted to be involved going on in the future, it might be an option as well. I did kind of perk up a little bit, and again, I have to look into it and ask legal counsel, but because Michelle is paid through the program to administer it, it might cause a little bit of conflict having her join the board.
Yeah, let's table it to the next meeting.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll look out for
the next
meeting. Left on here the HCDPA properties for sale. My update on that is that I have 3 or 4 phone calls into our appraiser. He is completely backed up. He has not gotten back to me with the final product yet, so we're still working. So again, that's the first step is getting the appraisal so that we know what our fair market value is, so that when we go through if we are allowed to put them in the RFQ for HHA, or if we're going to do some sort of sealed bid on our own, that's our starting point. So once we get that, we'll be able to start.
Did they give you any sort of sense of when they are just like
just in my experience in working with he's one of the main contract appraisal people in the city or in the county. When he did things for the other agency, HDC, it was the same thing. It was like crickets, crickets, crickets. Oh, by the way, it's done. So, which is kind of
work. Yeah.
There was a list going around last year that's like black-owned businesses in the Hudson Valley, and I remember there are appraisers on that list.
Sure, we can reach out to somebody else. I mean, we haven't paid him the contractor that I reached out to, just who we used for.
Yeah.
We totally reach out to somebody else.
I think it makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, for
right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Cool.
I can send that out.
Next one is HHA updates by
Rolanda. Yes, so HHA at this time we have a couple different things going on, but it's not.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Tiff. Nice to see you. But we are still on the same schedule as our timeline, and we're still pushing through. We just had our public hearing last Wednesday. Which was the biggest crowd we've ever had, and we had some really good questions and people there. It was a very good meeting, and we are still in our RFQ draft phase, and we are hoping to slide those properties inside of there. But that's where we are at this time.
Do you know what if you're in the draft phase, just for my notes, how much longer do you need you were going to go
public? So at this time we have just left it open until we can figure out what HDPA and also for comments. So we just left it open we don't have a closing date at this time until we can get the appraisals and everything else.
And it seems like on the HCDPA side, but I'm sorry if I don't remember correctly, was this also a Jeff, I always want to say Barker, Blake?
Baker.
Is this a Jeff Baker question that we were asking about, like, how does that even work?
Well, he can't
technically represent. Okay, so where were we?
Well, we did talk to a lawyer yesterday.
That's where we were.
Well, that's the next agenda item.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Now
great.
They got the order. They got the order.
Great. Okay.
So let me get the notes down so I don't forget. Okay, so the next agenda item is the new business, which is legal counsel. At the board's suggestion, we did reach out to Dan Tuzinski. He is extremely busy, and he is willing to be our legal counsel in regards to the state transactions and perhaps doing an MOU with the Housing Authority in order to put the properties in the RFQ for being available for development. The mayor and I met with him yesterday, and he had a lot of great questions, including, you know, how does it work with the urban renewal plans that are that the city already has in effect? So HCDPA, being that leftover urban renewal agency, may have different ways of disposing of property that we were not previously aware of, which could result in possibly less than fair market value disposals or some other type of agreement. But I'm pretty sure that one, the council would have to approve any sort of sale, and two, I do believe that once we figure out the urban renewal plans or this affordable housing plan that is in the works now, which may in a way supersede the urban renewal plan, we got plans. We need to figure it out. And so Dan is definitely at this point willing to work with us to help us figure it out. He is this week going to run throughout his firm, and he has somebody that will help him with our projects, make sure that there's no conflicts of interest. Once he has that, he'll give us a retainer. And we'll go from there. So things are moving forward, and I'm really happy because Dan is pretty great and familiar with our agency, so he should be able to help us.
And
so
we gave
the connection to HHH's letter.
Correct.
As soon as
we're
able
to get
a retainer, he's going to contact him right away.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Moving
forward. Yay. Yay. So, and then the mayor and I have a meeting with him next Monday. You know, he's going to report back to him and see what kind of urban renewal files I can find and just kind of get that process started so that we're not backtracking at any point once we start. Yep.
Based on if there's no conflict of interest from the chair, that we're able to basically sign an agreement for this point.
So the motion is that if there is no conflict of interest found by Dan Tuzinski's office, we would like to engage their services. So that way we don't have to have another meeting to approve them.
Sounds good. Second it, or Steve will second it.
No, my page.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 I'm voting on retaining the services.
Aye.
Is there any other questions about the process and that stuff? Because the next topic is
The next topic is the what?
Completely different. It's a completely left
I guess
turn.
Just to ask, is there sort of like a deliverable, I guess is the word, for before the next meeting that we want to have? Something?
I think we just voted on it. I think for me, I just wanted to make sure that we have approval so that when he
we could just start one.
Okay. And then he's going to be at future meetings to
talk
to everybody. And he apologized. I couldn't be at this one, but he wanted to.
Great.
Okay, so then the next topic in new business is a new coordinator for the agency. You guys know that I've been here for a long time, and I'm always pleased to work with you guys, and you know, I take to heart what you guys have done in the last year and a half of becoming completely engaged in doing something with the agency. However, as you know, I also work for ATC, the other agency, and my workload is like 8 times what is going on, plus my own personal projects. So I am gratefully fortunate to have worked with you, but I got stepped out. So we're going to find someone new. Thank you.
Yeah, so I've got a letter of interest from Sarah Black to take over the coordinator role. So we need to make a motion now to accept Sarah Black, or do the board wants to discuss Sarah Black?
I mean, I'd be happy to just offer like a recommendation, just that Sarah Black worked as the interim housing justice director. That wasn't her exact title. She was more, but that was, she helped us, she helped us administer the grant before we could hire Michelle, and I should say coordinate the projects, and she's extremely effective person.
Really. Are you agreeing? I couldn't hear you from that. Are you agreeing?
Agreeing with what?
Yes.
Yeah, Sarah Black.
You have my recommendation.
I love Sarah Black.
Okay.
Yes, that was a recommendation of for Sarah Black.
Tiffany, for the motion? Yes, I would like to make a motion that this agency, HCPA, will accept Sarah Black. Our new takeover, what's your complete title?
Coordinator
for Sarah Black.
I was second.
So I'm working on all in favor.
Wait, did we just take a vote though? Did we have
no,
to?
We did. No.
Oh, okay.
I just want to give her a second to catch up.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Thank you. We're good.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everyone. We'll develop a contract, and of course, I will work closely with Sarah in the coming month to make sure that all the information gets transferred over. And also, I'm not going anywhere. So, I mean, if there are questions or issues that arise, I'm here to help as I can. I've already reached out to the auditor to let them know that there'll be somebody new, so I can help start that audit process with Sarah in the next month to make sure that she's aware of what all the work is.
Cool.
Is that voluntarily or?
Yeah.
And yeah, I know there's some paper files that are
sure
the
lost HCDPA. I've been working in the last 3 months to put everything in file boxes and keep everything organized, and then I'll have DPW. There was room up in the map room before. Is there still room? Okay, so in the map room up there, and of course there's a laptop where everything lives, and that will be transferred over to her. So I guess the first step in making it happen once you have a contract would be getting me her new official email address.
Thank you.
Public comment.
Motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Thanks, everyone.
Great meeting. Thank you, everyone.